greet you tonight and thank the Lord. Glad that God woke us up another day and blessed us to be upon His footstool. And
amen.
Amen. When He woke you up this morning, sinner or saint, you were blessed by the Lord. And
amen.
Lamentation said His compassions faileth not, but His mercy is new every morning, Brother
amen.
Kevin.
Amen, brother.
I realize and I know that I didn't wake up on my own, and I know God woke me up this morning, and I try to realize every morning I hit my feet on the floor. I say, thank you, Lord, for another day you blessed me with.
Amen.
Amen. We're glad you're here tonight. The crowd's down a little bit. That's all right. It don't take a big crowd to have a good meeting with the Lord.
Amen.
I'd rather gather with people that love the Lord, Brother Kevin, than gather with a bunch of people that don't love the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, there's a lot of people that gathering, but they gather in the wrong name. We gather tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I believe if we'll lift Him up, brother, and I believe He'll draw men and women to Him.
What it says,
the church will just be the church. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe God will still do the saving. And I thought about something other. People don't want to go to church. They don't want to hear the Word of God. And I wonder why they don't want to do that. Hey man, maybe it's contrary to them, Brother Kevin, and I think of it like this, and as water is to a duck, so should church be to a born again Christian.
Amen.
Hey man, you go to the water to find ducks, I go to church to find Christians.
That's right.
Hey man, that's where we get, that's where we get strength there, and that's where we get fed from the Father. Hey man, the Word of God, it'll feed our hungry soul if we'll take it and we'll eat it this evening. Hey man, I had some scripture on my mind. I've been chewing on it all day, and I ain't going to take no time from Brother Kevin. But I thought about in the book of St. Luke in the 7th chapter, he began to talk about a little woman here. And you know when God shows up, people know it. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said when He came from Capernaum back into the city there, it was noised abroad that He was in the house.
Yeah.
Brother Buddy, when Jesus is in the house, people know it.
Amen.
I've listened to that little brother's testify two or three nights. And he said, through obedience, by faith, through obedience, we can see God move.
Amen.
Amen. If there ain't no obedience there, God can't move,
amen.
Brother Kevin. But if we'll be obedient to the Word of God and we'll just do what this book says to do, amen, God will start adding to the church such as should be saved.
Amen.
And I believe you add daily to it. Amen.
Amen, son. You're
right. Verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat.
Yeah.
And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would know who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she's a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore which of them will love him the most. Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom you forgave the most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and saith unto Simon, seest thou this woman? He said, I entered into thine house and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven.
Amen.
For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven the same loveth little. He saith unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace, brother. I thought about that little woman time and time again. She was a sinner, and she was. Hey, man, listen, I thought about it. Luke 19:10, it said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Brother Buddy, that's what he come for. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. Amen. He said, they that are whole, they don't need a physician. But they that are sick, Brother Kevin, hey, listen, there's people got this thought tonight. They're thinking, if my good will outweigh my bad, it'll be all right. But my friend, that ain't the way it works. Hey, listen, goodness, I know a lot of good men. I'm good women, Brother Buddy. But you know who goes to heaven? A saved men and women. I go to heaven tonight. Brother Kevin, I'm telling you, hey, listen, the Bible said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, and that the world through him might be saved. Listen, he died for me. I reckon I ought to live for him tonight. And Brother Kevin, little John said, we love him. Why? Because he first loved us. Amen. John, Romans 5, it said, therefore, being justified by faith,
peace,
we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the glory of God. He said, we don't only joy in it, but we glory in tribulations also, and knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, and be called how the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts tonight. Amen. Amen. While we were yet without strength, in due time scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would dare to die. But God commended his love while we were sinners. He died for you and me.
Amen.
And that's what he came for. For you,
amen.
Don't try to get your goodness in that way. Hey, David said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity.
In sin,
my mother conceived me. Ephesians 2 said, my nature, we're all children of wrath, even as others, Brother Buddy. I'm glad, brother, that Jesus come to save sinners. Paul said in Timothy 1:15, he said, this is a faithful saying, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Hey, man, listen. He come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Romans 5, down in verse 19,
It
said, by one man disobedience, many were made sinners. But by the obedience of one, many were made righteous. Amen. So you see, we're by nature sinners, even as others. Amen. Listen, Jesus come and he paid a price. You know what sin is? And the Bible said, whosoever commit a sin in John 3:4, transgresseth also the law. He said, brethren, for sin is the transgression of the law. Hey, brethren, when you're doing sin, you're a sinner. Amen. And that's what it's classified as. But listen, you need yeah. changed too. Brother Buddy, I heard you preach the other night. People say there's big sin, little sin. Hey, all sin is missing the mark tonight. And it'll take you to hell. Amen. James 2 and 10. He said, whosoever keepeth the whole law, yet offended one point, he'll be guilty of it all.
Amen.
That's the reason Christ had to come. And you and I, we can't keep the law. And we fall short. Our righteousness is a filthy rags. Brother Buddy, but now I'm clothed in the righteousness of Him. Hey, I got the garments of salvation. Hey, the robe of righteousness. I've been cleaned up. I've been dressed up. And now I'm ready. And I go home, Brother Kevin. Hey, listen. I don't know how much sin you committed. It may be much or it may be little. But you still owe. Hey, man, what do you owe? You owe a debt that you can't pay. You can't afford it. You ain't got the sufficient funds. And Jesus paid it in full tonight.
Amen. Amen.
He commended His love. What does that mean? He demonstrated
That's
His
right,
love when He hung between the heaven and the earth. And we owe it all to Him.
Amen.
Amen. Like that old song. I owe it all to You, Lord.
All I have
is Yours, Lord. Take my life. Make me what You'd have me be. I'm the clay and You're the potter. I'm Your son and You're my father. Lord, You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Have you ever heard a born-again Christian say, I wish I never got saved? I've never heard that, Brother Jamie, in my Christian life. I don't believe you'll ever hear a born-again child of God ever say that.
No.
It's the best thing ever happened to this old boy.
Amen.
Come to seek and to save and that which was lost, my friend.
Amen.
Amen. You're here tonight and you're unsaved. You're in a good place to
Amen.
Get right with God.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I love Him. Why? Because He first loved me.
Amen.
We love Him tonight. We're going to get out of the way. You got an unspoken prayer request, but lift your hand. God bless those hands. Anybody got one special the church to pray about tonight? Let it be known at this time.